Hey guys, I have a great show for you today, but before we get into all of that good stuff, a quick word from our sponsors.
Ruth and Gehrig, Gretzky and Messier, Klaus and Gaku, Zach Morris and Screech Powers. These are some of the best tandems of all time. Now, get ready for the next great tandem, C-Note and Carl on the Crystal to Join podcast. Listen for the laughs and the occasional clash content. That's Crystal to Join, available anywhere podcasts are found.
Guys, this is nothing new to you all, but Town Hall 14 is right around the corner. And so are my parents, so I'm going to do this as quick as I can, because they might be here before Town Hall 14 is. It's a race. Anyway, Town Hall 14 is kind of coming out, and they're giving all these sneak peeks, and it's amazing and exciting, and I just want to get my Carl bet over with so that I can be amazed and excited by all of it without it being just kind of tainted by that worry. So I am doing my final four Carl attacks, either all four tonight, and today is Saturday the 10th, or some tonight and some tomorrow, because I really think we're going to see Town Hall 14 on Monday. So most of what I have to talk about today is Town Hall 14, so I see no reason to not just get right into that. So Town Hall 14. You've probably seen the pictures and the other stuff. It's greenish. Dynamite from Clashing On, the Clashing On podcast, said it looked kind of like Temple Run. And I agree, it's kind of like green and yellow and Aztec-y, jungly looking thing. So it's really cool. I like it. I like the theme. I like that it's something totally different to look at, because like 12 and 13, I don't know. I felt like they were just kind of two different animals from the same species, but Town Hall 14, or did I say 12 and 13 or 13 and 14? Anyway, I meant 12 and 13, but 13 and 14 are like totally different things. They're not even from the same planet. Totally different colors. The Town Hall is shaped the same, which the Town Hall shape changed a lot from 12 to 13, where it got kind of more squared off, less rounded. 12 was kind of rounded on the corners and stuff, but 14 looks great. It's a yellow, green, and purple theme, and it is awesome. But I, like most of you, I imagine, I don't care what it looks like. It could be all just poop brown, and I'd be happy. As long as we get new troops, new defenses, new levels, that good stuff. So, for new defenses, they did not bring any new buildings to the game. They just weaponized the builder huts, right? I mean, yeah, nothing big there. Just changing something that's been a stalwart of the game for the last 9 years or 8 years or however long Clash has been around. So the builder huts now turn into mini expos. They do, when they are maxed out, 120 damage per second, which is a little, that's like a max Town Hall 12 archer tower. So it's not insignificant, but it's not gonna, you know, blow anybody's eyebrows off or anything. So that's kind of just like a nice thing to know. If you have a queen walk going or something like that, it's probably not going to matter. But if you're doing a Sui, and that's just smacking away at your hero or a P.E.K.K.A. or whatever for a long time, you might notice it. They do shoot pretty fast, so it could be a little bit of a problem for like skellies and bats and that kind of thing, just because there are five builder huts, because they are not weaponizing the extra builder. So there's five builder huts, and that's another, you know, 500 damage per second, and it happens pretty fast, so it could be a problem for some of the more spammy, like, skeletons and bat type of things, but I don't think it's going to be a big deal. What's really big about the builder hut change is that the builders will now repair buildings while you are attacking. So, basically, it's a heal. A heal on buildings. It is, I want to say, that it's the builders go to level 4. Level 1 is, however, not weaponized at all. That's just a standard builder hut is level 4, is level 1. And then the first level that actually does damage is level 2, level 3, level 4. So the healing is for each one 50, 55, and 60, which isn't huge. I'm not sure, just like trying to kind of quantify that, because, I mean, who knows the actual numbers. But I want to say that is like twice what a healer does in healing a queen. So it's a pretty good amount, especially if you stack them around, because And again, I learned this just hearing about these, but the healers, when you stack healers on a queen charge or whatever, they actually do less damage the more you have. So if you have 30 healers or however many you can fit, it doesn't really help that much more than like having 8 or whatever. So they heal as fast. Like if you have a giant attacking a building and a maxed builder hut repairing that building, you're basically going to get nowhere. The giant's going to win out by like 10 damage per second if it's a max giant. So like that's just kind of to frame it. That is what you'll get out of those. When you destroy the builder hut, the builder goes away and does no more healing. But until then, it will work on the closest building that is being damaged or that has been damaged. It doesn't have to be actively being damaged. So that is the first big thing. The second big thing on defense is the Giga Bomb is no longer a freeze effect after the Giga Bomb goes off. Because on 13, it's a freeze effect that slows down. It doesn't actually freeze your troops, but it significantly slows down your troops right after the bomb goes off, anything within like a 5-tile radius. So instead of that, it is now a poison spell, which I think is... I'm not sure how I feel about it. I feel like it's not going to be that big of a deal. I could be wrong. I'm often wrong when I'm predicting how much this in-game stuff is actually going to impact playing. But that's just kind of like my off-the-cuff... No, I'm not basing it off of anything, just kind of seeing it stuff. Doesn't seem like it's a big deal. If you time your warden right, you're going to not deal with any of the damage from the poison. And you might have to, you know... I think the damage isn't going to be a big deal. The slowing down might. So it is a pretty significant slowdown. I don't have the numbers in front of me and I don't know them. But it is a pretty significant slowdown. So if it takes longer for your troops, but it's less of a slowdown. Then again, it's less of a slowdown than the freeze is. So I don't know. We're going to have to see and see how that plays out. And the reason I feel like it's kind of dumb to have a poison. And again, I'm probably wrong here, but the Giga Bomb kills everything that has low, like, small HP. It doesn't matter if you're healing hogs through the Giga Bomb. It kills them in one shot. And poison tends to have an effect on large groups of low HP troops. That's just kind of how it works, because it only does a certain amount, small amount per second. So I feel like it's kind of redundant to have the Giga Bomb and the poison, but we'll see. Maybe it's going to be destructive. It is still an Inferno Tower on top of the Town Hall, so that's unchanged. The DPS and stuff is all up, but basically the same old Inferno Tower. For defense, you are getting 25 new walls at 14, which I think is a big deal. Just with all the base building stuff, we've been kind of like stagnant at, I think, 300 walls is what we've had for a while. And it hasn't really, like, the base building meta has evolved, but they've been stuck with the same amount of walls through all of that. So I think it's going to really change stuff, and it could be really interesting when those extra 25 walls come out. Because, I mean, 25 walls is nothing small. Like, that's a whole nother compartment. That's a, you know, double layer with one, a spread double layer in front of the town hall, whatever it is. So I think that could be really significant. And also, it's going to be awful to try and get those leveled up to your max 13 walls for all of the max 13s just ready to go to 14, because that's like, I don't know, what, 12, 13 levels, something like that, all in one. A bunch of defenses are getting new levels with 14, but I don't know, I don't think it makes sense for me to talk through all those. Just go read the, like, patch note things in the Supercell news. Basically, all the big defenses are getting them. We're getting a bunch of new bombs, or not bombs, a bunch of new traps with it. I think another skeleton trap, which really will be difficult for the Royal Champion. And then on the offensive side, we are getting 5 new hero levels for each hero, which is really awesome as someone who is getting near to max on 13. And was just today, I was able to potion my Warden and my Royal Champion to max. No more. That will be gone. I will be 5 levels short. And so that will be 80, 80, and then I think 55 and 30. For your hero levels. So that's going to be a major grind. And it's also really good because we need more hero levels. And what they've done the last updates is they drop maybe 5 hero levels with the actual update when you can go to 14. And then maybe like 3 months in, they'll throw on another five or so. Just to, you know, slow down people who are just gonna go up as fast as they can with magic items they have saved and gems and whatever. So that will help compensate for all the new defenses. And another thing offense is getting, and I love this. This is something that makes me want to go to 14 before I max 13. And that is that the clan castle for Town Hall 13 will still have 45 troop space, but it holds 3 spell space now. So that means that, you know, you could essentially, you get a free freeze or haste or an extra poison to deal with super minions or something like that. So I think that's really cool. I love that they added that. I feel like spells are kind of a utility that isn't like exciting or fun. There aren't a lot of new spell, like even when you see a new attack, it's one of the very standard variations of spells. It's like you got small troops like hogs and miners, you got like 3 heals, 2 rages, you got a spammy attack, you've got 4 or 8 quakes and a bunch of rages or zaps. But like there's only so many permutations of spell combos because there's only like 9 different spells or 10 different spells and there's only 11 spell slots and there's just not that many things to do. So I love that they're adding another spell spot. I think it could change and make bats more powerful because you got an extra freeze in there that's basically one more wizard tower or multi-inferno that you don't have to take care of with your kill squad because you can freeze it as the bats get to it on the back end. Or it is, I mean, if you want, you could bring a clone. They're also giving a new level. I should have mentioned this. They're giving a new level to some troops. They're giving a new level to the clone spell, which is interesting. It will now hold, it's now 38 clone space, which is a Yeti, or I think that would be what, 4 Valks, a bunch of bowlers. Still, for all like the P.E.K.K.A., E-Drag, you're not cloning any of those. You just get 1 extra, not 2. But I think it could be interesting. I think if it had been 40 clone space, that would make it like you're going to have to use it almost because that's like an extra super witch or 2 dragons. I mean, 2 dragons cloned is pretty huge. But still, you're going to be able to use it for all the same old stuff, you know, cloning balloons on a blimp or something like that or cloning bowlers. But I think that's very interesting that you get the extra spell slot on your clan castle. But the elephant in the room for Town Hall 14 offense is the new hero pets. So, hero pets, what are they? Little guys, there's 4 of them. They go with your heroes. The 4 pets are, I don't have the names, but it's basically 2 that do melee damage on the ground, 1 that heals, and 1 that does distance damage in the air. You can choose any hero to go with any pet in any order. You can, you just kind of, there's a little pet house thing, you go into it and you match the heroes and the pets per attack. For the most part, the combos I've seen are the owl, which is the flying ranged one, is always with the warden. Just kind of like, just imagine doubling your warden HP for free. That's basically what it is. The other one is a wall breaking, I think it's a yak. And it breaks walls, so it's used often with the queen because it's kind of slow, and the queen tends to be kind of slow on queen walks. One is a little, like, P.E.K.K.A. monster thingy that's kind of cute. It's like a P.E.K.K.A. and a golem were, you know, hiding out in the town hall together with no one around. And then they had this little monstrosity. So that thing is pretty cool. It jumps over walls. It does damage. It is often used with the Royal Champion because it's pretty quick and it can go over walls with her. And it just adds a little bit of tanking for her. So I really liked it. I mean, I love all the pets. It's going to kill me to sit around for another 8 months and not be able to use these little guys. So that is the curse of being a town hall behind on this. But I really think that 14 I'll be able to max out before 15 comes. So I'm hoping I'll be able to be on that bandwagon when it comes around. And the last pet is a unicorn. So it is basically a ground healer. Again, I don't have the numbers in front of me and how much it heals, but it was a pretty good amount. I watched some videos of like playtesting it, and it is used, I've seen it used a couple ways. One is, so you don't really want to use it with anything that's going to leave it exposed, because it doesn't have a ton of hit points. But I've seen it used with the Royal Champion. If she is going like along the edge of a base and not going to be in the heat of things, taking on scatters and infernos, if she's just kind of, you know, funneling the defenses on one side, going through taking out archer towers and whatnot, the Unicorn is like really good for that, because it just, I wish I had the number in front of me. I need to look up what that is. But it's a significant amount. It keeps the Royal Champion alive as she's going through. And I've also seen it used with the King. And the one I saw, I think it was Judo who did this, but it was a King Sui on the side. They threw the Unicorn in behind him, and he got through the whole attack. Like, normally your King kind of gets through most of what you want him to kill with his ability, gets through all that, and then just sort of dies to an archer tower or something while he hits a wall or a storage or something like that. But with the Unicorn, it's enough to keep him alive, and he survived the whole attack, which ended up being really valuable because at the end he tanks some splash defenses for the hogs and miners that he was funneling. So that's really cool. You would think it'd be used with a Queen Walk, but like I said earlier, the healer stacking don't really help. So you could, if you wanted, pull and do like a 3 healer and Unicorn Queen Walk, but I haven't seen that yet. So I did actually, I watched Eric, Sir Moose, and Judo with these, and they all use different combos of hero and pet. So I thought it was interesting that, like, you know, Clash of Clans again has outdone itself in that it's just creating millions and millions of different things that you can do. So, all right, I found the Unicorn levels. So at max levels, it has 2,000 hit or 1,950 hit points, and it does 77 heal. So 77 heal, that's going to take you through, not quite through a, I think that would take you through a level 1 builder hut, or a level 2 builder hut. So 77 heal is, I mean, that's pretty darn good. Especially, I don't know if these things are affected by rage, but if you could do that, you're now getting, you know, a full defense's worth of hit points restored. And you've got a rage on your RC, which can be useful. Not really something people do, but hey, it might be. So I think the Royal Champion, I really liked how that worked. I think that's how I would probably use it. Just to, because she is so valuable and strong that any more you can do to help her along to survive longer, not have to use her ability, and get extra value, basically. I mean, that's Sir Moose Gaming from YouTube always says that the Royal Champion is the difference between 2 and 3 stars. If you use her right and you get the most out of her, you're probably going to 3 star if you did the rest of your attack right. But if you screw her up, you have to have an absolutely killer attack beforehand to be able to come away with 3 stars. I think I've covered all of the new stuff coming out for 14. Now, I think last time there was a major update, they did throw some stuff in that they didn't even tell us about. There was no sneak peek. It was just, boom, updates here. And I think it was maybe Super Troops. So I would not be surprised if on Monday, when I'm predicting 14 will come out, there's just, oh, surprise, new troop, or, you know, new set of Super Troops, or quality of life stuff. I did hear a lot of talk of some quality of life stuff about private chats for people trying to join, which I really like. I think that'd be really helpful. And honestly, it's just like, recruiting is so hard. And I think one of the reasons it's so hard is because in global, you know, you can see how someone's acting in global chat. If they're trying to date you, then you probably don't want them in your clan. But if they're asking someone to, you know, come to their clan and throw up an FC so they can try stuff, okay, that's the kind of person you want. They might know how to attack, who knows? So I think that would be really nice about having a chat system where you could either private chat or somehow chat with people and see how that went. So I'm excited for the update. I think it's going to be awesome. And I really wish I was a max 13. But aside from the update, I have had a ton going on in Clash. So we had the Hammer Jam event going on, and I took that opportunity to work on my max town hall, max account for each town hall goal. So I now have 10 accounts, which is about 8 too many to play them all. And I have, I'm pretty well set up. I have a 10 waiting to go to 11 that's just like 5 hero levels short. I have another 10 that's almost maxed. I have a new 9 and a, I think, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, and a 7 or something like that. So I'm getting really close. Like, it's within reach now. I'm clearly not going to have a max 14 or anything, but I did consider rushing my max 12, my super rush 12 up to 14 just to play with the new toys. So I might do that. We'll see. Maybe I'll do what's best. I am working on fixing that rush. Oh, this is something I should bring up. I watched a video on fixing a rush, and my goal had kind of been, you know, I've got this crazy rush, Town Hall 12, with, like, level 10 heroes. No, troop leveled up. I have, like, level 2 E-Drags or something that I use to farm. And I think it was I forget if it was Judo or it might have been Eric. But he was talking about how when you want to fix a rush, what most people do is they get the war troops they use upgraded as fast as possible so that that account is more useful to them. Even if it's still rush, they can at least, you know, maybe hit close to their level in war. But his suggestion was to level up your goblins, archers, barbarians, giants first so that you can farm like crazy. And I think that's even more true now with super troops, because my goal is get my goblins up to level 8 or 7 or whatever, so that I can then go through with super goblins and just, I mean, down low in trophies, you can just get hundreds and hundreds of thousands of loot with 15 super goblins. So that's the plan for that account. I'm hoping to get it to at least, like, if it could be max Town Hall 10 level stuff and then, you know, almost totally max on offense, I'd be pretty happy with that. And that would really help me towards my goal of max Town Hall at every level. We had CWL this week, and I basically killed it with a Yeti spam army, Yeti Bat. Like, I think I talked about this attack last episode, but it's basically a Yeti or two on each side with wizards. The rest go in the middle with the log launcher, follow through with bats. Royal Champion goes wherever to help, and normally it works. So I attacked all 13s except for 112. I had 112 to CWL on the last day. And I got 20 stars. So I 2-starred 113. I had like a 92 or 93% 2-star, which I was very disappointed about because I wanted a perfect CWL. But I didn't get it. I was still happy with my 20 stars, which was surprisingly fourth in our clan. We had shout out to Slade, W. Slade, and Impulse, and Baba, or Baby Yoda, or whatever his name is, because they all three were above me in stars and percentage and such. So CWL was really good. We finished second in our league, and we got a crap ton of medals, which I immediately used to buy a Hammer of Heroes and hammer my Warden to 45. Aside from that, in-game, I've just been doing as much as I can during the Hammer Jam event, which is coming to a close soon. They did come back out with the Low Town Hall, I think it's called like the Level Up Offer or something like that. Oh, and speaking of offers, yes, right. So they came out with the Level Up Offer, which is $2.99 for 4,000 gems, a Builder Potion, and like 2.5 million Elixir. So that's an awesome deal. Like, if you don't know the Clash Universe gem conversion to dollars, it's basically a penny per gem normally. So now you're paying $3 for 4,000 gems, which is like over 10 gems to the cent. So that was a crazy deal. I bought that on a couple accounts, and I might buy it on one more. I'm still deciding. And that is coming to an end very soon. So I got that on a couple, which really helped me level up. Between that and Hammer Jam, I was just flying through the lower town halls. In the COTP Plebs clan for CWL, I was kind of sucky. I missed an attack, and we were basically outmatched all the time. And with my Town Hall 7, which is what I was using over there, it's just hard to, like, even against a max Town Hall 8, a new Town Hall 7 really can't do much. Like, getting a star, because it's not like you can just blimp the Town Hall and use baby dragons around the edge. Like, you don't have access to the kind of troops that I normally use to 2-star up in CWL. So that was a little bit frustrating. I still think that the most frustrating parts of Clash of Clans for me, what, you know, Carl talks about the, like, negative play experiences of Supermans. The thing that bothers me that I just wish they would do something about is when you're just so outmatched in a war or even a raid. Like, okay, I'm a Town Hall 7. Why the heck are you showing me, like, a max Town Hall 10 in the clouds? I can't do anything against it. Like, that's the most frustrating thing for me. I wish they would do something to fix that. Either, like, incentivize trying so that you get, like, 10x loot if you get a star or something like that. Just do something to make it worth it. Other stuff in-game. I think that's about all I have to talk about in-game. Nothing else going on aside. I am working on my Carl challenge. Like I said, I'm going to be doing some of those attacks later. And I'm probably going to... I'm going to try a hybrid, I think, even though I haven't used hybrid in forever. Just because even though it's not really, like, as much as overpowered as it was, you know, around when Town Hall 12 was where most people were and Town Hall 13 was new, I still think it is strong despite how bases have evolved. And I think it's one of the attacks where if you get it right, it could just wipe out a base. I remember watching friendly challenges where I'm not sure who it was, someone was just throwing up a bunch of friendly challenges and a Town Hall 12 was attacking 13s and he three-starred like a near max 13 with hybrid just because he happened to get it right, and he hasn't gotten anywhere near it like other times. It's basically just luck, but when you get it just right, the fact that you can ignore walls and if your queen stays alive the whole time, just have like that infinite tank troop to soak up a bunch of the small hit points or the small DPS from defense is really good. So I'm going to try a hybrid. I might try my super giant super whiz attack again. I've had really good luck with that one. I am pushing, not really pushing, just kind of hanging out in Legends right now. And I'm using my Yeti attack. And it is so good to force yourself to use one attack, whether you like it or not, whether it's working or not, whether you get one star after one star until you want to throw your iPad and your phone out the window and go become a hunter-gatherer in a cave. It's so good to use one attack because you do learn it, and you learn what works, and you finally figure out why you screwed it up, and you're able to get it. So that's kind of what I've done with this Yeti Smash, because I've done most of my 8 attacks every day in Legends, and when you're doing, now that I've done like 30 attacks with it, you just get it. You start to figure it out. So I think that's one of the reasons I did so well in CWL, was because I had practiced with it all that time. So against the right kind of base, I love having another attack in my arsenal that really does work. One thing I forgot about in-game. A real-life friend of mine, Dodge Charger, who was in another like kind of dead clan that he was still attached to for a while, he finally came over to Back in Black, which is great because he's a nearly max 12. He's going to 13 soon. But he didn't really know how to attack like at all. He's just a, you know, your standard E-drag spammer with a stone slammer, spammer slammer, and just see what happens. Normally gets 2 stars. Or actually, he doesn't even normally get 2 stars. He normally gets 1 star. So he came over, and Buck finally texted me. Buck is a leader in Back in Black, if you didn't know that. And he was like, we got to pull this guy out of war. He's killing us. He's getting all these 1 stars. He doesn't even have a real war base, and he's getting destroyed, and he's killing us for his war weight. Because we're just having to clean up his attacks, and he's not doing us any good. So I was like, all right, well, chill out for a minute. I'm going to help him plan all of his CWL attacks, and I'm going to find him a good base. So Baba from Back in Black, who's, I think his accounts are Rush Baba and Baby Yoda. He hooked me up with a base, and I found one other base that I like, and I sent both of them to Dodge Charger. So he had one of those through CWL, and we kind of planned out over all of CWO. We planned out each one of his attacks that he had a real plan. And he ended up with 14 stars by way of all 2 stars except for 1 1-star and 1 3-star. So I was super happy with that from like a guy who, you know, wasn't confident 2-starring an equal base to he, you know, totally carried his weight in CWL and even finished on a 3-star. With a super wizard attack. So I'm trying to teach him basic spam attacks because I really think that's the best thing, unless you're going to devote hours and hours a day to learn hybrid or Lalo or, you know, a really good blimp, a super wizard, like Blizzard blimp type thing, unless you're going to devote yourself to that, I think spam attacks with a log launcher are the way to go. So, it was kind of a success to have him going, and he was super excited when he finally three-starred a base, and he's going to keep working on that strategy, and he's going to be an asset in war. So we did get promoted, so we're probably going to get wrecked next CWL in Crystal 1. But that's the way it goes. We have a bunch of Town Hall 10s in my clan that are upgrading to Town Hall 11, and will be 11s, newish 11s in the next CWL. So that'll be interesting, and we'll see how that goes. So, thank you for listening, and if you want to stick around for some extra credit, I've got a little bit of life stuff. Bye. So for real life stuff, I do not have a ton to talk about. I still have tennis going on, which is taking a decent amount of my time, and my internship that I've been doing for a while is coming to a close, so that will be over in May, and I need to go find a real job, which pays me more money. So that are those are the two main things going on right now. I don't even really have too much. I really don't have that much aside from that, so I will just keep this short. And yeah, so shout out to Carl for the sponsorship. That's amazing. Shout out to Knob for always overhyping my episodes before they even come out. Shout out to all the other podcasters for keeping me entertained while I work out or go to work or do whatever I'm doing. And shout out to Dodge Charger for letting me yell at him and try and teach him stuff. So that's all I have for today. Thanks for listening. Bye.